Joining us now, health educators in the Lorain County General Health District, we have Sarah Warner and also Cody Carroll. Now, Sarah, we've known before. Cody, is he new? Is this a new face that we've got here?
He is. He's been a member of our team for about a year, okay. But I'm bringing him around and introducing him to some of our new community partners.
Okay, well, nice to meet you, Cody.
Yeah, nice to be here.
So let's talk about some of the things. Back to school is coming up, and one of the key things that anybody who has children going back to school, especially if they're young children just starting the school system, immunizations.
Immunizations. They are on your must-get list along with the markers, the boxes of Kleenex, and the pencils.
For the kids, I think, is the least favorite thing that they need to get, though.
Probably.
Because you have to kind of let them know about it. And as my daughter says, do I have to get shots this year? That's what her question was at every so often. If she knew she was going to the pediatrician at some time close to school. Why is that so important that we get all these immunizations for the children?
Well, immunizations help protect from life-threatening illnesses, including measles, mumps, chickenpox, diphtheria, pertussis, polio, tetanus. Some of these diseases you've probably never even really heard of because we've been preventing them with vaccines for so long.
Right. Some of them, however, made somewhat of a little bit of a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing measles, whooping cough, talk a little bit about that and why you think that's occurring.
Well, the measles, there have been about 18 outbreaks in this year. From January 1 to August 1st of this year, there have been about 18 outbreaks around the U.S., including right here in Lorain County. So what we would like to make sure is that people get immunized. That's the best way to protect yourself against the measles and the whooping cough. But that statistic I just let you know about was about the measles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I guess the key thing is to have good record keeping of what shots. The doctors obviously keep that. You're always required to, especially if you have forms to fill out. And what's the good place to find out, like, what's your child due for? What do they need at what particular age?
Well, you can certainly call your physician. We have some information about what students need in order to go to school on our website, LorainCountyHealth.com. And that information is from the Center for Disease Control. So you could also go to the source there and check out the CDC.gov website.
Okay. Now, every once in a while I get releases about the immunization clinics. Do they kind of ramp up a little bit at this time of the year, or how often do they occur?
Yeah, we have child immunization clinics throughout the county each month. We have a calendar on our website, LorainCountyHealth.com, for a full schedule. And we go out into the community and we have them in our building at our health district in Elyria. So we are around the county making sure that the shots are accessible to families.
Okay. Also, August is National Breastfeeding Month.
Right.
Any idea why they chose August? Do you know any idea about that?
Maybe all the other months were taken. I'm not sure.
That's good. Well, you know, there are technically no holidays in August, so maybe add something for people's attention.
Yeah.
But August is National Breastfeeding Month. Talk a little bit about that and the importance of just the awareness and understanding of what the benefits are.
Yes. Well, breastfeeding is recognized as one of the best ways to feed babies, yet many Ohio moms still don't breastfeed or discontinue breastfeeding early on. The longer moms are able to breastfeed, the lower the odds of their child becoming overweight later in life. So it's very important that you support pregnant women and new moms in attempting to breastfeed. I'm going to admit it is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. So the support of my family and friends has definitely helped me. Even my coworkers, when I have to excuse myself to pump during the work hours, they understand and make accommodations for me. So coworkers, family, friends all come around new moms and support them. That's the only way it can happen.
And so there's different options. Technology has allowed it not only it doesn't need to have the baby and the breast at the same time. You can kind of separate that too, but still get the benefits from that.
Yeah,
too.
I'm a working pumping mom. Yep.
Never heard it referred to that way, but
yep.
I guess I'll accept it.
Yeah.
As well. It said here that Ohio has the lowest rate of breastfeeding initiation in comparison with other states in its region. Is there? Do we understand why, or what's the?
Well, you just need that support. And I think a lot of the hospitals are also improving how they support new moms in doing that. When you go to deliver, ask the people that are giving you the tour of the delivery room, ask the nurses that are around, what are they doing in the hospital setting to help you? There's breastfeeding support groups, there are lactation consultants, and this month we have that featured on our website, so we would encourage anybody who's interested in more information to go to LorainCountyHealth.com, and we have the links and the phone numbers to make connections and get the support that you need to accomplish this very important goal.
Okay. We're talking today with health educator Sarah Warner and also Cody Carroll of the Lorain County General Health District. Cody, I see our fitness walks are still continuing.
Yes, they are. So the Lorain County Fitness Walks is just a great opportunity to get fit for no cost. It's also a fun way to meet new people, or you can bring a friend along with you to walk. We have three locations every week. We walk in Oberlin on Mondays at 5:30 p.m. at the Lorain County Metro Park Splash Zone. And we also walk in Amherst on Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. We also walk both at the Amherst Beaver Creek Reservation and the Mercy Health and Fitness Center. We always meet rain or shine, since both outdoor and indoor options are available at both of our cities.
So at these different locations for the walks, mm-hmm. there's a representative from the health department there at the time. I mean, they're sort of the organizers, right?
The Metro Parks, the health department, the AM radio stations in Oberlin, we're all partners. Mercy, I'm probably missing some. So we're all together in this, and so you'll probably see one of us. I think I'm going out next Thursday. So if you want to see me, I will be there next Thursday.
Now, is it just walking and just kind of socializing, or is there some health aspect of it that may be a part of it too?
Sure. I mean, walking is one of the best ways to get physically active, but the nice thing about fitness walks is there's that social component of walking with friends and family and meeting new people too.
Okay. And how long are these walks? It's just as long as you want to walk, I guess, right?
So we usually walk for about a half hour. Okay. So we start at 5:30. We usually wrap up at about 6 o'clock, so about a half hour.
Okay. And again, those are still continuing on. And you kind of probably, until the weather gets too inclement, that you can't really enjoy the walk as much as
yes.
you can now as well. The other thing, too, when people are speaking of walking, next week, Lorain County Fair. You just go to the fair, you're going to take in a lot.
Definitely.
Maybe you should take your pedometer. Is that that thing?
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you want to take with us?
Yep. We recommend 10,000 steps a day, so you can get them in at the fair.
And what are some of the things that the health department's doing out at the fair this year?
So the fair is just a very, very busy week for our health district. We'll be there inspecting the food service vendors. We'll be doing providing hand sanitizer, and we'll also be at our tent behind Building 18. And if you're familiar with where the health district has been in the past, we will be in the same location there behind Building 18.
Okay.
This year, we really hope everyone will stop by and learn a little bit more about what the County Health Department provides through services and programs across Lorain County to better serve our residents.
What are some of the things that are at your booth that people mm-hmm. will see there or be able to pick up?
Well, this year, we want to let everybody know about our photo contest.
Okay.
Our photo contest is called Behind the Dirt Fruit and Veggie Photo Contest. So you may have heard about this in the paper or seen it featured on some websites around town. The top 10 finalists are going to be on display at the fair for fairgoers to vote on.
And these are what, photographs of people and their vegetables and fruit, or just pictures of fruit? I think when we had the guys from the health department on in previous times when this was starting, they were talking about, you know, you're at a farmer's market, maybe you're just at a roadside, or you happen to see your own garden, what's growing.
Yeah,
I guess take a picture.
There's some
and share.
Really cute pictures.
There are, yeah, we got everything between just pictures of fruit and vegetables to babies and fruits and vegetables.
Oh, you know? I see. Bring the kids and maybe or a cute cat or some little
right.
kind of cuddly.
Whatever
thing.
Gets yes. the vote, right?
I see. And so then people will be able to see these photographs there at the fair, and then they'll be able to vote then.
Yes.
Okay.
And voters and contest participants have the opportunity to win gift certificates to local farm markets. So again, we're pushing more fruits and vegetables.
All right. That's at the Lorain County Fair. And of course, if you're going out to the fair, you probably have advice on moderation. I would assume that would be one of those things you want to keep in mind about all, you get overwhelmed by all the smells and the
good.
Taste and
mm-hmm.
the sounds, and you're thinking,
Well, one way you could kind of maybe curb some of your cravings would be to drink water. We're doing our water campaign that we always do, Walk for Water.
Is this a little scavenger?
Yes, it's kind of a scavenger
okay.
hunt. You come to our building, our tent behind Building 18, grab a card, walk around, get your little thing stamped at all of the different partners that we have throughout the fair, come back with your card, and you get a free bottle of water.
After that long walk around the fairgrounds, mm-hmm. the water does...
Quench.
Is a really good thing yeah. as well. But it's coming up next week. Just another thing for people to enjoy and also to meet you and other members of the Lorain County mm-hmm. General Health District. If people want to find out more about some of the things we talked about today, or you know, talk about immunizations or more about National Breastfeeding Month, what's a good place for them to check that out?
Sure. So we have our website, LorraineCountyHealth.com, or they can also give us a call at 440-322-6367.
That's great. Our guest today, Sarah Warner, also Cody Carroll. Cody, nice to meet you.
Right,
thanks
nice
for
you
coming out from the building and then getting out in the community, the health educators with the Lorain County General Health Districts. We'll talk again and probably see you out at the fair. We're not too far from Building 18,
right,
by the way.
So we'll swing by.
We'll see you next week.